You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD. Here when you need us, I'm Dana Erskine, and we have in the studio with us still Sarah Burris from the Northwest Regional Library System. Sarah, we have, or you have, a program that you were going to tell me about, or not a program, but a partnership that y'all have going on.
And it is kind of statewide, which is really cool because it's been organized by the Department of Environmental Protection, Florida State Parks, the Florida Department of State Division of Library and Information Services, and it's all to encourage folks going to the library and our state parks. So it's called the Real Florida Reader Park Pass Program. And so all of the libraries in the Northwest Regional Library System have park passes, and they can be placed on hold by either visiting your library or giving your local library a call to place that park pass on hold. It's a 5-day checkout, and you'll be able to visit 175 Florida state parks. So we've got some that are closer, like the St. Andrews State Park, and then some if you are doing a little bit of traveling throughout Florida as well.
Yeah, so if you have like specific places you're going to and there are parks that you're interested in, this would be a really great thing to take part in. So if somebody wants to get a park pass, how can they do that?
Well, first, you have to place it on hold. Some are available at the location, so if you stop in and there's one available, you can check it out with your library card right away. There's one checkout per library card. The program itself is going to be through September 12th, so you have to go sometime before then, and then you'll return it after those 5 days. The park pass itself, you just put it onto your rear mirror, and it'll be kind of your entrance into the state park, up to 8 people in a vehicle, and it's for a day pass, so no camping, but you can spend the day and enjoy the state parks.
No, I love that. I love that. That is so awesome. And if people want more information, they can go to the library, or can they go to their website?
Yes, you can also visit the Real Florida Reader website, which has a more information as well. There's a couple of parks that are excluded, so if you want to find out which ones those are, that information is going to be there. And yeah, it's really cool. So have a family activity where you're saving some funds. And if you want to expand on that experience, maybe you can check out some library books about the flora, fauna, some creatures that are located at those state parks, and prepare ahead of time before you go.
Yes. No, that would be so fun and just a perfect event for the whole family. I think it's going to be great. We're going to take a quick break for our weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what else the Northwest Regional Library System is doing on The Mix.